to the foul line. Down the lane, got bumped, puts it up and puts it in.
Camino Fitz, señor! Machine Gun Corver!
La vuelve a rebotar desde el piso el gatillero con el globito, sí señor!
Wobble to the foul line, down the lane, gets hit, puts it up and puts it in!
Welcome to Cavs HQ, presented by AT&T. Thank you for joining us on Fox Sports Ohio and the Cavaliers Radio Network. Now, here are your hosts, John Michael and Rafa Hernandez Brito.
It is Cavs HQ, presented by AT&T. Welcome back. Great to have you with us on our friendly set. John Michael, Rafa Hernandez Brito. And look at this, Kaylee Griffin.
Look what Santa brought over.
The set is so much brighter already.
Yes. Oh, you're
I like
too
the show.
Kind.
Great to have you with us. By way of explanation, all right, here's how things were supposed to work.
Okay.
You know this because you were involved, right? Uh-huh. Rafa was supposed to do the Monday night game. Over the last three seasons, he not only is the voice of the Cleveland Browns on the radio Spanish side, he's also done PA for the game that's been hosted in Mexico.
Mexico City.
Okay, and he was slated to do the Monday night game from this past weekend, right? The end of the weekend, the Monday night game. So Kaylee was supposed to co-host, which was great. So equally as excited as I was that I was going to get to co-host with Kaylee, is as disappointed as I was that the game was moved from Mexico back to L.A. and that we knew you were coming back.
Yes, and the most disappointing part is that in L.A., my bilingual skills were no longer needed
right.
for the
so
PA announcement.
They were comfortable.
So Rafa, out.
Yeah, the good news is the game was boring. So
yeah, pretty disappointing all around.
You didn't
miss
much.
No one enjoyed it.
For the first time in my life, I can say I'm going to watch a game that I know already played and I know the score, but I'm going to watch it in full because it's unbelievable what happened in that Monday night game.
54-51 was the final. Highest scoring Monday night game ever. Third highest scoring NFL game ever. First time two teams scored 50 points.
They scored two more touchdowns last night than the Bills have all season.
Right. Combined, right? So you would have been horse. It's probably good for that you can continue for us and the Browns.
Yeah.
You would have been horse. It's a lot of touchdowns, man. Doing PA, do you ramp it up during touchdowns,
well,
or is it just a
actually would have been half and half because Rams. I would have been the Rams PA.
Right.
So when the Rams have the ball, I have to say, you know.
But are you supposed to whoop it up in those spots?
Not whoop, but ramp it up. Like, it's a Rams first down.
That's what I meant.
Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're supposed to. You're not supposed to root or ask the fans, which I did the first time I was doing it, but nobody didn't tell
shocked,
me.
I'm shocked, Kaylee.
And I was ad-libbed. Like, come on, guys.
He ad-libbed. In the middle of the NFL like, Mexico.
All of a sudden, somebody in a suit.
I'm shocked.
Somebody in a suit came over and like, tap is like,
we didn't ask you
I'm
to
like,
call
what
the game.
I thought I was the home PA. I'm like, yeah, but you just like do the PA.
Yeah, so we are pleased to have Kaylee along, and you're back as well.
Yes.
So the three of us will be hosting.
I'm pleased to be here.
Kaylee's
back from her first road trip, too.
That's right. Detroit,
yes.
Great event first out there in Detroit. We're going to talk about that in the second half of the show. Preview it a little bit.
Yeah, we were at the Benefit 6 Gala, mm-hmm. which was hosted by Dan and Jennifer Gilbert, a great event to raise money for neurofibromatosis, which their son Nick suffers from. So the whole team was there.
Right.
Really cool event. Raised almost $6 million.
Oh, nice.
So just incredible to be there.
Good to have you on the road, too.
Yes, it was great.
I mean, we were there for an extra day.
Yes.
Just got to experience
Unfortunately
the whole,
for Brent the Valenti, there was no beach volleyball.
No, that's right. Right, the whole road culture, though, it was great to have you.
It was great. It was great
along
to be
with
there.
Us.
Hope
first,
we can do more.
Yeah, we do too. First half of the show, David Nwaba. I mean, the guy's minutes continue to increase, and rightfully so. Grinder
continues to earn them. Too.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
And I completely agree. And we're going to be, have a great chance to get to know him a little bit and introduce
like
him to Northeast Ohio. So, again, he played for the Lakers his first season. Went to the Bulls last year. Became a Cavalier, and again, his role unclear. That's the case with a lot of players during camp. But I don't think it mattered to him. I mean, was that your impression? It didn't matter. I'm just going to grind it out and see what happens. And here we are, only a handful of games into the season, and he's in the rotation right now.
In his case, I think it's for the most part for guys in his position. He came to Cleveland, and we asked him on media day. He was happy to come here. He chose to come here. But also, again, things happen during a regular season, and you just wait for your opportunity to come. And when that moment came, David Nwaba grabbed it and ran with it.
Injuries played a part, but, I mean, Larry Drew was asked recently, is he still going to be in your rotation when guys come back? He said, he's earned that right.
The other night he had 18 points. He spoke with Fred and AC at the through the preseason, and he said that, you know, he's a defensive guy, but he wants to show that he can be a scorer as well. And he just knows that wherever he can fit in, that's what he wants to be, that spark.
I think, to me, that's what jumped out at camp, his offensive skills. You know that he's going to be good on the perimeter.
And his skills fit defense. The offensive plan that, that Larry Drew has for this team.
But his ability to score as well. We're going to talk to David when we come back right here on Cavs HQ.
Lamb left side. Nearly got his pocket picked by Nwaba, who's been terrific tonight. He's playing his best game as a Cavalier. Off it goes to Kemba Walker. Chased by Clarkson down the lane. Tried to zip one to Williams. That was picked off. Back comes Nwaba in a hurry. Nwaba to the foul line, down the lane, gets hit, puts it up, and puts it in. And David Nwaba has a chance for the three-point play as he's given the Cavaliers a 97-76 lead.
One night. The final tour.
Just take those old records off the shelf.
Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band.
Thank you.
December 6th, Quicken Loans Arena. Special guest, Grand Funk Railroad. Tickets on sale now at LiveNation.com, TheQArena.com, or charge by phone. Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band.
Hi, son. You're on speaker. Just got back from the park. Guess I'm getting used to civilian life. Mom's here, too.
Hi, honey. Just making dinner. Your sister's into this gluten-free thing. Am I boring you, dear?
It's just good to hear your voice, Mom.
A call from home takes you home. AT&T proudly offers wireless and TV discounts to military veterans and their families. Get started in store or visit att.com/military savings for details. Coverage not available everywhere. Exclusions, eligibility, and other restrictions apply.
The Cleveland Cavaliers and Budweiser present Bud's Night Out. Every Tuesday home game, get two tickets and two Budweisers for only $50. Catch a game and catch up with your buddy over two ice-cold Buds for just $50. Go to Cavs.com/offers to get this great deal today. Must be 21 or over to purchase. Be the fight, Cleveland. Cavs.com/offers.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
Having sold more than 100 million records worldwide, the iconic Cher returns. Here We Go Again Tour 2019, performing hits spanning her entire career. Quicken Loans Arena, February 6th. Get tickets now at theqarena.com. Cher, the album Dancing Queen, is available everywhere now. For more, visit Cher.com.
Back on the set of Cavs HQ alongside Rafa Hernandez Brito and Kaylee Griffin. I'm John Michael along with our featured guest, David Nwaba. Good to see you, my friend.
Thanks for having me.
How are you?
Everything's good. Just left practice.
Yep.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks now in Cleveland. This show is to let the fans get to know you a little bit. I know a lot of people are happy, obviously, that you're here in Northeast Ohio. How have you been acclimating yourself to the Cleveland area?
I think it's been going good. Getting to know the team, the coaches, and just building chemistry amongst them, and just trying to get comfortable and out there on the court and off the court.
You know, Kaylee, you and I should get together and like compare notes, because the three of us are like new. Actually, I'm like the senior here, 5 years, mm-hmm. and we get together and compare notes about places to go to, restaurants.
Yeah.
Have you been out in town at all?
I have this one spot that I always go to, Town Hall. When I find a spot that I like, I just continue to go
there.
I still have to get out a little bit more and try to find some new places.
Catfish Q on the road with David Wallace.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah. I like
it. Just do a tour of the city. Yeah. I'll hit all the spots. Yeah.
David, you have a great story. You know, you pay for an NBA G League tryout. I mean, it's what a lot of basketball dreams are made of. But you came from the ground up. You know, you played your college ball at Cal Poly. Take us through the thought process. I mean, at some point, did you say, you know what, this isn't going to happen? You know, if I have to pay $150 to go to an NBA G League tryout, this isn't going to happen for me? Or was that not the case at all? And you said, I really have a chance, and look at you now.
Well, originally I was trying to go overseas.
Right.
Got an agent overseas, and he was, you know, contacting teams and you know, over that route. But
sure.
It wasn't working out. So I just decided to just give D League a shot just to expand my options. And, you know, I started off in L.A., got invited to the tryout, and, you know, I played well and just thought I'd, you know, just give another shot at Reno. So I paid for the Reno tryout, which was $150.
Right.
And that went well as well. So I think both teams liked me. And during the draft, Reno, I guess, traded for me or made some sort of trade. And I was back home. So I actually drove down to Reno because I thought they were going to pick me up. And then I had to make the drive back to L.A. to make their training camp. So everything worked out.
At that point, did it seem to you like you obviously got your mindset on Reno, you're going to start your career, everything that you have done up to that point had paid off, and it's actually paying off right now. But how was that moment when you realized you have to, like, turn around? I don't know if you even got a chance to unload your car to turn around and head to L.A.
Well, I mean, I think just, like, I knew I didn't make the team yet. It was just to make their training camp, you know, roster. And I know it was a lot of, you know, big name guys on the team, you know, guys that played, you know, high Division One. And I knew it wasn't going to be easy. But during the tryout, you know, I made the team, and they liked what I brought to the team. And I was just happy to have a job at the time because it was just a struggle to, you know, just find an overseas
sure.
job and yeah. just low paying jobs. I think around like $700 and. A month, and it was just I was just happy to have a job at the time. So
you spent time with the Lakers, the Bulls, now the Cavs. Mm-hmm. At the end of last season, those final NBA rosters, over 50% of players have spent time in the G League. How much mm-hmm. hope does a story like yours or say a Jonathan Simmons give all these guys that are in the G League now fighting for those NBA goals?
Yeah, I think everyone just has a different journey. So D League for majority of guys are an option, and it's just one way to just prove yourself and just get that opportunity that you need. So D-League was, I think, was a great start for my professional career. I got to develop my game and build confidence amongst myself. So, you know, I wouldn't trade it for anything.
David, a huge part of why you're here, of course, today is your grittiness and your aggressiveness on the defensive end. And we noticed this last year. Rob and I talked about this all the time. Every time the Cavs played the Bulls, it seemed like you had a great game against the Cavaliers.
The Wawa guy.
This is the Wawa guy out of Cal Poly. Now you're a Cavalier. We've seen you through camp. We've seen you over the first couple of weeks. And he's a cool customer. You know, we thought to ourselves, is there anything that gets David Nwaba mad? And we're going to show a clip on the television side here.
There's
this
no
is you
way.
As a Bull. Last season, Carmelo Anthony and you had a get-together in the lane that we're going to take a peek at. For those on the radio side, David goes down the lane. Carmelo comes over with a hard foul.
And then, talking trash.
Yeah, and then Carmelo has a word or two for David. David says, I'm going to be all right. Was Carmelo saying, look, here's my plan. Next year I'm going to be in Houston. I'm going to blossom there. What were you guys talking about at that exact moment?
He actually was asking if I was okay, but I didn't want to show him any attention because he almost broke my leg, it felt like. Yeah, so I was.
Wait, he actually was being nice to you
yeah,
there?
Yeah, he was actually being nice to me right there.
He didn't look like he
to me,
it looked like he was saying, like, you're really trying to dunk on me?
Oh, no, I was ignoring him, so I think he got a little bit mad about that, but yeah, but he was asking if I was okay.
Oh.
Now,
yeah.
Now you're a member of the Cavs, so I'm speaking for, I would say, 99% of Cavs Nation. This next clip, we wish your reaction had been different. But, you know, you were playing the Warriors.
He's okay. Like, oh, no, what's going to happen?
Steph Curry, who has a habit of throwing things at people, gets upset because he saves the ball. Mirotic saves it. And then you guys put up two, right?
Yeah. Nawaba dunks.
Then
David
you dunk
dunks.
It, and then look right. at what Curry does with you. He throws the ball at you.
He whips the ball at your
Come
back
on.
With 0.1 second remaining. Then proceeds yeah. to walk right past you, and somehow you're able not to strike Steph Curry as you head into the
How
into
do you
the
ignore
Chicago
that
locker.
At that point?
I think we just scored 5 straight points. And yeah. it was, you need. It was a lot of momentum on yeah. our side. So I honestly don't blame him for throwing the ball at me.
Oh, See, yeah. what do, then what is the answer to the question, what does make David Nawaba bad? If that doesn't make you mad, I'm at a loss. I don't know where to go.
I don't know, honestly.
You couldn't be mad. They just scored 5
Yeah, I guess
points
you're right. I mean, it's all about
it's
all about the game.
Yeah.
It's all about the game.
Well, we scored some points against him in the final, and he threw his mouthpiece.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
So I guess he has a habit of throwing things at people.
David, your minutes continue to grow, and rightfully so. What's your relationship like right now with Larry Drew? It seems like you've earned his trust. Guys are getting healthy, and Larry's come out in the media and said, hey, Nawaba's got to stay on the floor.
Yeah, I've been learning a lot from Larry. You know, he believes in me, just gave me the opportunity that I needed. So it's just important that I just go out there and just, you know, just give him what he wants, so just to play aggressive and play my game. So it's definitely good to have him as a coach.
You come from an athletic family, and we are going to talk about that when we come back as Cavs HQ continues with David Nawaba.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first, move your feet, then call when you're down the street. To help you smell a gas leak, a familiar odor like rotten eggs is added to natural gas. Or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. Call the Ohio Utilities Protection Service by dialing 811 at least 2 working days before digging on your property. And if you suspect a gas leak, call Dominion Energy Ohio. Visit DominionEnergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
Bring the family to Cavs basketball with the Levin Furniture Family Fun Pack.
Hill feeds Love wide open for a three. Hey! Nailed it!
Get 4 tickets and 4 fan meals starting at just $32.50 per ticket.
Sam Decker bothered by Tatum at the left point. Whoa! Crossed him over. Decker to the basket. He banks it in. Oh, what a magnificent move by Sam Decker.
Get your family fun pack today at Cavs.com/offers. 4 tickets and 4 fan meals starting at just $32.50 per ticket. Let's go, Cavs.
Come on, we're gonna be late to the Cavs game.
Just a sec. I gotta find my illuminating company bill before we go.
You need to do that right now?
Yeah, it's due tomorrow.
Man, you really have to get your head in the game. There's a way easier way to keep track of your bill.
How's that?
With e-billing from the illuminating company, you can get reminders when your bill is due, pay it online, and even print out a copy right at home.
Well, aren't you the e-billing all-star?
Yeah, I am. And you can be one, too.
How?
Just go to illuminatingcompany.com/e-bill to get started.
Hey, we're at Levin's getting ready for our biggest Black Friday sale ever. Now make sure you're one of the first 100 at the door at 8 a.m. for special early bird savings coupons. And that's on top of our once-in-a-lifetime doorbusters, up to 65% off. Look at this 91-inch sofa over here. Cold. $391. That's incredible. How about this Melanie 5-piece dining set? $298. The biggest Black Friday sale ever, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. at Levin's.
Skip the country club prices and revel in the country club experience. Welcome to Stonewater Golf Club in Highland Heights, Ohio. This semi-private club is located only 20 minutes from downtown Cleveland. Great individual and corporate membership packages are now available for 2019. And if you join now for 2019, you play the rest of 2018 for just a cart fee. Stonewater Golf Club, discover a different type of club. Call us at 440-461-4653 or visit stonewatergolf.com.
Welcome to the saucy state of mind, Saucy Brew Works. Born and brewed in Cleveland, is a brewery in the heart of Ohio City serving up a wide range of the highest quality craft beer. Saucy believes that the glass is raised when quality comes first. That's why they have the best brewery tech in town, the finest German engineering available. Saucy Brew Works beer is designed to satisfy sip after sip or chug after chug. Your choice. Saucy Brew Works, 2885 Detroit Avenue in Cleveland, Ohio. Proud craft partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Welcome you back to Cavs HQ with our featured guest, David Nawaba. Getting to know David a little bit here in Northeast Ohio. You are one of 6 siblings.
Yes.
You have 2 brothers, 3 sisters, incredibly athletic family, particularly yes. The girls, right? Mm-hmm. Jane and Precious, both basketball players, terrific basketball players. Barbara, a heptathlete, a world-class heptathlete, correct?
Yes. She finished first for during the U.S. trials, and in the Olympics, she finished 12th overall, first for Americans. So.
Incredible stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, two-time national champion. Did you go to Rio in 2016, I would guess?
I didn't.
You didn't get a chance to go?
No, I think it was during season, right. So I didn't have the chance to, but my mom went, so she was there to support her.
What is that like to be at a track meet and have a sister, you know, killing other people out there and just doing the job that she does?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. It's nerve-wracking as well. You want her to do good, and she did the best she can, and, it didn't work out to her favor, but she still made us all proud.
When I talk about David on my broadcast, I always say, you know, he's the best athlete with the Cavs, but not the best athlete at home.
It's a little rough. You didn't ask him.
No, but it's
yet.
True.
You probably should ask him. Oh, I'm just saying.
Listen
to me. You might want to ask him first.
The decathlon is what they call the best athlete in the world, mm-hmm. even though.
Right. Now, yeah, it's changed
but,
a little
you know,
bit. Right.
Heptathlete for women, it is like the signature event in the Olympics. Yeah. So my question to you is, and we're all wondering here, if you were to compete against your sister, in what event would you have a better chance to beat her of the seven events?
Let's back up. Day one, 100-meter hurdles, high jump. See all the work we do for the show?
Yeah.
Day one, 100-meter hurdles, high jump, shot put, 200 meters. All right?
Uh-huh.
Day two, long jump, javelin, 800 meters. All right, wait. If you guys had to guess what Dave is going to say, his best chance to beat her would be in which of those seven events? 100-meter hurdles, I'm going to go with no way.
I'll say the shot put.
Shot put.
One of the throwing events, javelin or shot put, that'd be a decent guess.
Don't be laughing at me,
what, I mean, a high jump takes a lot of technique, but this guy can get up.
He's got hops, yeah.
I'm going to go with, do you have in mind what you're going to say? Which one you think you could beat her? Do you know you can beat her in one of them?
I think there's a couple. Okay. Couple in there.
I'm going to take javelin. That's what I'm taking. What do you think? You took shot put. Lost in translation. You're making our studio audience laugh. Even though we really don't have a studio audience, people in here are laughing.
Yeah.
Shot put.
Oh, is it put?
Yeah, okay, shot put. Kaylee hasn't guessed
I
yet.
I want to say long jump, maybe.
Mm.
I don't know. I mean, we've seen him out on the court. He's got hops. I think he gets a running start. I think he's got it, maybe.
All right.
That one didn't cross my mind, but I definitely got her in long jump. Shot
put. Oh,
she hasn't missed a question yet. You got her in shot put. What about javelin?
Javelin.
That's too much technique.
Yeah, I mean, that's technique.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm the only one who missed. Way to go there, John.
And I think 800 meters, even though that's her favorite, I still think I can beat her in that.
That's interesting.
The difficult thing
would she
about
agree with
meters,
all of those answers by you?
She probably wouldn't agree with any of them.
The difficult thing about the 800 meters is like the last event.
Right.
And usually,
it's like the
decathlon or the heptathlon,
right.
You don't have to win all the events. They give you points
depending on
where you finish. So, you know, you don't have to finish first on the 800 meters to win the event.
Right.
But I saw videos of your sister. She came in third on that race in the Olympics in the 800 meters.
Yeah.
So I don't think you have a chance on that one. That's two laps around.
No, he just said he said he likes his chances in that one.
There's just two laps. I don't feel like.
Okay, so
let me
let me flip the question. Which event would she thrash you? You have no chance of beating.
What hurdles maybe? Because hurdles aren't. That's not natural.
That's
Could you run
technique.
Hurdles?
Yeah, that's technique, but.
You still think you can?
I don't know. That one's okay. That one maybe.
Right.
She might have me in that one.
What about high jump?
High jump, it's technique as well, but I think I can get that one down.
You have to work on your landing on that one.
Can we have a guest call in? Should we call her up right now and ask her?
Somebody get Barbara.
We should get her on the line.
We'll send her the clip.
That'll be the first time David gets mad ever. We can have it right here on the show.
Oh, that's a long argument.
Well, that's great. Fantastic. Is your family get more nervous watching you or watching her?
I don't know. I think my mom gets nervous either way. So, yeah.
Well, before the next question, let me keep practicing my Rosetta Stone at Cap's Excuse.
Yeah,
Shot put. I'm sorry. Another reason why I like you a lot is because you're a dog lover.
Yeah.
And I am too. So can you talk to us about your Millie, her name is?
Yeah. Millie, she's a mini golden doodle. 7 months now, and
ooh,
she's just
so she's
the best.
About to experience snow for the first time soon.
Yeah, she ooh, doesn't
that,
like.
That should be, there we go. That should be entertaining. Side.
Yeah, she doesn't like rain, but we'll see how it goes with the snow.
She better get used to it.
I was gonna say that we might. Yeah, the LA thing was probably working out pretty well. Chicago, yeah. Not so much, and Cleveland.
Yeah, yeah.
I would so, take videos when she when it snows for the first time, see how she reacts to it, because usually dogs react in different ways, like yeah. with the snow.
Got her a little coat, so hopefully that'll help her.
You dress up your animal as much.
Yeah.
Very nice. Hey, so before we let you go, not the start you wanted, obviously in the wins and losses department, but your thoughts, the team's thoughts as we move along here. Into December, it's a tricky month in mm-hmm. terms of the games, in terms of the opponents and everything else. What's the mindset for you? What's the mindset for this team?
I mean, I feel like every game we're getting better, playing as a team, just building chemistry. So it's just important that we just go out there and just play hard. Yeah. I think that's the biggest thing, whether we win or lose, just go out there, compete. So, you know, the wins will sooner or later go in our favor.
Well, I think it's a big reason why this team went out and got you, because you play hard and you compete every single night. David Nwaba, appreciate thanks it. For this.
Thank you. Thank you.
More on Cavs HQ presented by AT&T right after this.
Is Batum off the inbounds pass down the right side of the lane. Missed it. Hernan Gomez is put back. Was halfway down. That doesn't go. Out comes Rodney Hood. Cavaliers own an 11-point lead. Hood and Nwaba down the lane. He flushes. Good feed by Hood. He took his time. Waited for the cutter in Nwaba. And the Cavaliers own a 28-15 edge.
Hi, son. You're on speaker. Just got back from the park. Guess I'm getting used to civilian life.
Mom's here too.
Hi, honey. Just making dinner. Your sister's into this gluten-free thing. Am I boring you, dear?
It's just good to hear your voice, Mom.
A call from home takes you home. AT&T proudly offers wireless and TV discounts to military veterans and their families. Get started in store or visit att.com/military savings for details. Coverage not available everywhere. Exclusions, eligibility, and other restrictions apply.
Metallica World Wired Tour live. Friday, February 1st, Quicken Loans Arena. Hardwired to self-destruct. Metallica. Spit out the ball. Buy tickets at theqarena.com. The venue box office, all Northern Ohio Discount Drug Mart locations are by phone. World Wired Tour.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which
Metallica.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
Enroll in the Monsters Hockey Club, the exclusive club for Cleveland Monsters season ticket holders. Year-round memberships include great seats, flexible payment options, team shop discounts, members-only gifts, and exclusive access to player events. For more information on the Monsters Hockey Club, call 216-420-0000 or visit clevelandmonsters.com.
You wanted the best, well, you got the best. The hottest band in the world, KISS.
KISS, the end of the road tour. One last KISS. March 17th, Quicken Loans Arena. KISS on their final tour ever. Tickets start at $29.50 plus fees and are on sale now at theqarena.com. History will be made.
Back on Cavs HQ, presented by AT&T. Well, the Cavs usually step up to the free throw line, but last week, George Hill and Jetty Osmond stepped up to the grocery line instead. The two Cavs surprised shoppers at Giant Eagle City View in Garfield Heights to kick off the annual Cavs season of giving. George and Jetty rang up produce, bottled water, bagged groceries, asked for coupons, and then sprung the ultimate surprise on the shoppers. They would not have to pay any bills today. George and Jetty picked up the tabs courtesy of the Cavaliers. Needless to say, many happy customers. The two happy players at Giant Eagle on Friday. Cavs in the Community is brought to you by Discount Drug Mart. Well, giving back to the community, of course, is a cornerstone of this Cavaliers organization. And with this being Thanksgiving week, Kaylee, you're hosting something special.
Yeah, I mean, this is a special time of the year when you want to give back to families that are in need, and that's something that the Cavs are doing tonight. They're hosting an event here at Quicken Loans Arena. Tristan Thompson, Sam Decker, Larry Nance Jr., Jordan Clarkson, Colin Sexton will all be in attendance, along with Coach Drew and some of the front office staff. And there's going to be about 250 guests here at the arena. They're going to be serving them Thanksgiving dinner a few days early, but still just a wonderful gesture. And to have those players serving them dinner.
This is a good one.
They'll never forget that.
Yeah, no question. This is a fun one to see all the families and just being able to interact with the players and having it all around the Thanksgiving holiday.
Keeping makes you feel great.
Something special. We're going to be back with the second half of Cavs HQ right after this. We're back for the second half of Cavs HQ presented by AT&T, and it's one of our regulars who has joined us on the left side, the right side, as you see it on Fox Sports Ohio, as we were simulcast on the television side. Great to have you also with us.
But in reality, he's on the left.
Yeah, like Cavs radio network.
Now I'm confused.
No, you're right. You're fine. Rafa's very excited for this segment. All right.
Yes.
Kaylee, of course, is joining us. Kaylee Griffin was nice to grace us with her presence, and we thought that this would be a nice time. You've just gotten here. How long have you been here? What?
3 weeks?
4 weeks? Yeah, okay.
Three and a half?
Only 3 weeks, right?
Yeah.
So she's still meeting everybody. Names are still, I'm sure, difficult.
Yes. Oh, God.
Not player names,
but
there's...
You hate when you see someone who's like, Kaylee, how are you? And you're like, God. Yeah.
I think
guys have it easier man, or hey, buddy.
Yeah.
Women, not so much.
Yeah, but they go, hey, John, and you're like, hey, buddy, what's up?
Well, yeah, when they say your name, that's when it's
happens. That's what happened to me. This is my fifth year, so don't worry about it.
But we thought it would be a nice time for you to, we have a little segment. We do this on the show a lot. We don't know if this segment is going to work or not, but we figure, what the heck, we'll just air it anyways. It's called Get to Know Your Coworkers.
Okay.
Okay, and the panel of coworkers that are basically three.
We're limited to three.
It's just three of us, so it's going to be a fairly easy decision for you. Joe Gabriel, of course, founder of Cavs.com, beat reporter as well. Rafa Hernandez Brito, Spanish radio voice of the
Bilingual.
Cavs and the Browns, and somebody who does the English Cavs as well. Okay, those are your three choices.
Yes.
All right.
Yep.
You ready to go? Now we recommend that you can talk through your answers, kind of like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and you can rule people out or do whatever you want, because that's probably going to be as entertaining as the actual answer.
We don't have the budget to do the graphics like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, so just pretend the graphics. Pretend your choices are up there.
I was personally going to have to man the buzzer. That's how low our graphics were. But I'm not even. I don't need anything to do that.
Rafa is the buzzer.
He's technologically challenged.
They're going to try to beat them in the truck, so I don't even know if that's going to work. All right, are you ready? Get to know your coworkers, Kaylee. Which one of your Cavs HQ coworkers likes to climb inanimate sculptures? Which one of your Cavs HQ coworkers has shown an affinity for climbing inanimate sculptures?
Well,
she doesn't even know any of us.
I don't even know where to start with this one. That's quite the.
You don't even really have to talk it out.
Question to go with.
Yeah.
I am. I'm going to go with Rafa.
And you are 100% correct. Haley goes one for one, and there on the television side is Rafa climbing a number of inanimate objects. We also were going to ask which one of us has lost 60 pounds, which is clear from the middle one.
By the way, the one on the left, I almost got arrested in New York City climbing the bull at
the
Wall
bull.
Street.
Yeah,
and it wasn't because I climb on it, but you see, for the guy listening on the radio, there's people around me. And of course, I have to move everybody that was in line, just getting pictures next to the head of the bull. I climbed the bull, and then the police officer was mad at me because after I got off, everybody started to climb the bull.
Like you were like,
he's like, you see what you did?
So Rafa was on a bull on the left. He was on a green cow on the right. And
that was in Toronto.
On a rooster, 60 pounds heavier.
The funny thing is, those are just three of the many
that's
photos.
That's true.
I actually have one.
Those are the only three. There's
Vatican.
A ton of photos of him riding things.
The segment is too short, but we showed three. Kaylee is one for one. All right, you ready?
Let's do it.
Which one of your Cavs HQ coworkers once got physical with a cameraman at an Ohio State Michigan football game? Which one of your Cavs HQ coworkers once got physical, you might say punched a cameraman at an Ohio State Michigan
aggravated assault
football game?
The
Jones.
Who would that be?
Okay, well, I'm going to not say Rafa because I think you wouldn't give me two in a row.
We thought about doing that, actually, just to throw you off a little bit. So, I'm just saying, we've thought about that.
Down to J. Mike and Joe.
Still may have. Which one of your Cavs HQ co-workers once got physical with a cameraman at an Ohio State-Michigan football game?
Why is the camera on me? That's what I want to know.
There's only two cameras. Are we talking about the low budget?
It's like,
right?
It's like subtle hints.
Not a hint. It's not a hint at all.
I'm going to go with Joe because J-Mike is laughing. Yeah.
The fact that I gave it away makes it even worse.
He can't get through it.
Well, watch this. On the television side, Rafa, of course, was cheering for Michigan,
which I'm going to be rooting for next weekend.
Didn't sit well with anybody. We all were at the Michigan-Ohio State game. Here is Joe Gabriel, clearly irritated with Rafa, and clearly irritated with the camera, and there you go. Assault. We didn't see the end of that.
Provoking me. We've been through this before. He's a provoker. Kaylee, at some point, he's going to provoke you. You're going to want to take a swing at Rafa at some point.
The best part about that is that we all went to the game before traveling to New York, and we were told, do not bring anything Michigan because Ohio State's giving us the tickets, and of course, I'm not going to bring
it. You might as
everybody
well
was wearing
him.
Red,
yeah, yeah.
And I put all my Michigan under my clothes. And then we got to our seats, and we were in the Michigan student section, which was the best. And we left with Michigan ahead on the score. They ended up losing. It was a great day.
It's coming up shortly, that rematch. Yes. But Kaylee, more importantly, is 2 for 2.
I also think assault was a strong one.
Yeah, all right. He said assault. That I said got physical with the camera.
I also was profane before that.
Yeah, yeah.
I was left out, but I did.
There were some words. There was a verbal.
There was a profanity.
There was a verbal altercation before the physical one. Kaylee's 2 for 2. You ready? Which one of your Cavs HQ coworkers has a strict texting policy of don't text me, I'll text you? Which one of your Cavs coworkers has a strict texting policy of don't text me, I'll text you?
Okay. The only reason I'm saying this is because it's the only one of you three that I don't know, that I'm sure I'm on a text chain with you, but I don't have your number saved in my phone, which is Joe.
That is impressive. That is really impressive.
I have both of yours saved in my phone, but I don't have Joe's. And I'm sure we're on a text
chain. You do have his number.
I'm sure I do have his number. We're definitely in the same group chat. Yeah, absolutely.
But you've never gotten a text from Joe because of his.
I don't know if it's Joe. I don't know which one it is.
Consider this
a Cavs initiation. This is an advice I got from John Michael, because when I got hired, I was told, just follow John. Whatever he does, you do, on the plane, on the bus. So then the first night out on the road, I'm like, hey, let's text OG. And she was like, hey, you don't text
Joe.
The wolf.
Joe is hungry, Joe will text you. You don't ask him.
I like my alone time. Yeah. That's all.
No, please.
That's fair.
Right, the next one is not going to be me, Kaylee.
It could be you. We've thrown them up. Because she was guessing upon order, I'm mixing stuff up.
Okay.
So we'll see. Which one of your Cavs HQ coworkers? This is called Get to Know Your Coworkers. Kaylee Griffin is 3 for 3. Which one of your Cavs HQ coworkers doesn't get along with nature, overhead shower heads, or walking more than 0.3 miles to an establishment on the road?
I know it's you. because you said it on this road trip that you won't walk more than 0.3 miles. You said it on the bus.
Did I say anything about nature?
No, you didn't. No. But you did say the walking thing when we were going to shoot around. Yeah. You went to pick up food while we were there, but you said you will not walk further than 0.3 miles.
That's an abbreviated list, too.
Yeah. Not only that.
The cold.
He adds a speed walk.
Yeah,
if it's speed walking on the way back.
30 degrees, that's too 30. Cold. Yeah, I don't like it.
We went out for dinner with AC in Detroit, and John was on the speed walking on the way back.
That's freezing.
And
Detroit
John
was so
like,
cool.
Hey, AC was like,
I'm like, I'm sorry, guys.
AC,
I love you guys.
Yeah,
I got to go. And it was too far. It's a long walk.
Too far, too cold.
All right, here's the last one. You ready? She's 4 for 4.
Wow.
4 for 4. For a perfect game by Kaylee Griffin, get to know your coworkers. Which one of your Cavs HQ coworkers has dressed in drag?
Oh wow!
Which one of your Cavs HQ coworkers has dressed?
Which one of us hasn't really?
I'll just giggle. A just wait for Kaylee's response. This for a perfect game, for a perfect 5 for 5, God. Which one of your Cavs HQ co-workers has at one time dressed in drag?
Don't look at me.
The best part of this game was supposed to be that it would put Kaylee in an awkward spot. But I don't think we've even done that yet.
I think she's read you
until
correctly.
This question, maybe.
Until
this question, maybe. But we haven't seemed to make her even remotely uncomfortable yet. And for her final question, for the win, which one of your Cavs HQ co-workers, Joe Gabriel, Rafa Hernandez Brito, or myself, has at one point dressed in drag?
If it was me, I'd be hot. I just want to say that.
Can I ask the context of the drag dressing? Was it a Halloween costume?
I'm going to go with no, you cannot.
Okay.
No, you cannot.
Or just pure joy? Like extracurricular?
I am going to go with Rafa.
Oh, he is a perfect 5 for 5.
Stop! What am I looking at right now?
I've never seen the picture in my life.
I never have either.
They gave me the picture. They gave me the question.
Sometimes the guys must feel pretty.
I lost a bet.
Who is Celia Cruz? Should I know who that is?
Celia Cruz is one of the greatest salsa singer in the history of salsa from Cuba. And I lost a bet during the World Cup in Germany, I think it was, in 2006, or maybe in South Africa. I was betting that Mexico was not going to make it to the second round, just to get my audience riled up.
And I'm guessing that they didn't make it to the second round. Right.
Somebody called up and said, I bet you they do. I'm Celia like, okay, Cruz, what do you want to bet?
Can we get one more look on the television side?
I wish we had a picture of Celia Cruz. I actually nailed it.
Oh, that's uncomfortable to me. I'm sorry, it just is.
There's a picture of Celia Cruz, so you can look at it.
Because it's Rafa's face.
Yeah, I'm not going to think about Rafa the same way again. I don't know.
I'm just saying.
So hey. this is the one that I was supposed to be looking like.
Oh, my.
Yeah, well, nobody can see that. He's just.
Well, yeah, they'll put it on the screen. Did I nail it or what?
Yes, I suppose. But nobody else can enjoy that other than three people at this table, which does everybody know.
But I did pay my bets. And I still have a bet pending with you.
You do?
From last year's. I have to dot the I with the Ohio State band. Oh, you want to double or nothing?
Not really.
No, just let him do it. No, you already won. Don't worry
right,
about
bird
it.
Bird in hand. I mean, yeah. I want you to wear the Michigan. What are they?
Overalls. I tried to buy him in Detroit. I couldn't.
Yeah,
he looked for him. I can verify that he looked for him.
Okay.
All right, we're up against a break. Joe Gabriel, thanks for joining us. Kaylee Griffin,
guys.
Perfect. 5 for 5 and get to know your coworkers. Cavs HQ presented by AT&T rolls along right after this.
Parker at the left point. Works off a Williams screen into an 18-footer that barely grazes iron. It's rebounded by Nwaba. Now comes Nwaba. Nwaba finds Thompson down the lane. He finger rolls and scores. Thompson now has 7 points and 7 boards.
Hi, son. You're on speaker. Just got back from the park. Guess I'm getting used to civilian life. Mom's here, too.
Hi, honey. Just making dinner. Your sister's into this gluten-free thing. Am I boring you, dear?
It's just good to hear your voice, Mom.
A call from home takes you home. AT&T proudly offers wireless and TV discounts to military veterans and their families. Get started in store or visit att.com/military savings for details. Coverage not available everywhere. Exclusions, eligibility, and other restrictions apply.
The Cavaliers Team Shop is the only place to get the authentic Nike Cavs jerseys that feature the Goodyear wing foot patch worn by the players.
Angles of the basket, feet, Nance. Look out! As Nance once again hammers home a dunk.
Check out what's new at the Team Shop. From Homage, New Era, Levelwear, and the official Nike On-Court collection. Shop online anytime at Cavs.com/shop to get exclusive gear that you won't find anywhere else.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
New Kids on the Block, live, the mixtape tour. An incredible night of your mixtape favorites with Salt-N-Pepa, Tiffany, Debbie Gibson, and Naughty by Nature. Saturday, May 4th, Quicken Loans Arena. Tickets on sale now. Available online at theqarena.com and nkotv.com. New Kids on the Block.
The Cleveland Cavaliers and Budweiser present Bud's Night Out. Every Tuesday home game, get two tickets and two Budweisers for only $50. Catch a game and catch up with your buddy over two ice-cold Buds for just $50. Go to Cavs.com/offers to get this great deal today. Must be 21 or over to purchase. Be the fight, Cleveland. Cavs.com/offers.
Back on Cavs HQ with Rafa. And Kaylee Griffin, who just went a perfect 5 for 5 on Get to Know Your Coworkers.
Are you over the pictures yet?
I'm not going to be over the pictures until March.
I will never look at you the same
way. I know, right?
Way.
I know.
We're 3 weeks in and already my questionable is totally changed.
I pay my bets.
Things are becoming clearer and clearer to Kaylee. Last weekend, or the previous weekend, went to Detroit.
Yes.
And part of the reason you went along on that road trip was for a terrific event. Dan Gilbert, of course, the owner of the Cavaliers, puts on this event. Tell us a little bit about it. It was a special night, and it means, obviously, something personal to Dan.
Yeah, it was a very special night. The team was obviously out there for an extra day.
Right.
But we had all the Cavs players, mm-hmm. coaches, front office, staff there. And it was called the Benefit Six Gala. They put it on it's the sixth year now. And it is to raise money for neurofibromatosis, which their son Nick Gilbert suffers from. They've raised about over $5 million every single year. They're close to $6 million this gala, just this one night. There's so much going on. There was a fireside chat featuring Dan, Nick, and Kevin Love.
Nice.
Really cool to hear them both talk about their struggles with what they deal with. Nick with NF and Kevin with his anxiety and
right.
depression, and to see them relate on stage was very special. They made it a little bit funny, but also were able to get their message across.
Right.
And then they honored these two twins. They're the Pearson twins from England, and they are identical twins that suffer from NF. One suffers from it on the outside, and one suffers on the inside.
Right.
And it was so emotional and moving to see. And just an incredible night all around. And the players were great. And it actually, if you want to donate, you can head on over to nfforwarddetroit.org. They're raising money all the time. It's in conjunction with NF Forward, which is the foundation that Dan and Jennifer started, and the Children's Tumor Foundation.
And I think it's unbelievable. Obviously, Dan is very personal with it because of his son, sure. Nick. And suffer from it. Neurofibromatosis is a disorder that makes your body create tumors.
Right.
And that's why it's a really, really demanding disorder. And first of all, it's great to see Nick doing so well, you know, at college, at Michigan State, and also the fact that you mentioned the amount of money that they're able to do just in one night. But for Dan, it is very personal to
yep.
be able to find a cure for this disease.
Dan has said that over the 6 years that they've been doing this gala, the awareness they've raised for NF has been incredible, and people are really taking notice of how it affects people in different ways, because each diagnosis...
Families, yes.
Each diagnosis, each person that's affected by NF is affected in a different way. Like you saw with the identical twins. One was appearance-wise, but the other one feels it on the inside. So it was just amazing to see the support. And Nick doing so well.
Right.
He wasn't even able to walk recently. Mm-hmm. And he was up on stage giving this fireside chat with Kevin and Dan. It was just incredible.
Okay. And for those fans that don't remember Nick or don't know who Nick is the person who was there when we had the number one pick.
Yeah, I think most people remember.
Yeah. Remember, right?
It was special.
That good luck charm.
With the bow tie and everything else. And a big part of Cavs culture and a big part of what eventually made that championship team. Kelly, you did a wonderful job covering that event, I have to tell you, and it came off well. And
amazing.
It looked fantastic on Fox Sports Ohio, so great stuff.
Thank you.
We'll be back to wrap things up right here on Cavs HQ right after this.
Clarkson pressured by Parker at the left point. Shakes, fires an off-balance jumper, and he scores over Marvin Williams. Tough shot by Clarkson. He has 19 to lead the Cavaliers. It's Cavs 90, Hornets 76.
One night. The final tour.
Just take those old records off the shelf.
Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band.
Thank you.
December 6th, Quicken Loans Arena. Special guest, Grand Funk Railroad. Tickets on sale now at LiveNation.com, theQArena.com, or charge by phone. Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band.
Hayward Levin's getting ready for our biggest Black Friday sale ever. Now make sure you're one of the first 100 at the door at 8 a.m. for special early bird savings coupons. And that's on top of our once-in-a-lifetime doorbusters, up to 65% off. Look at this 91-inch sofa over here. Cold. $391. It's incredible. How about this Melanie five-piece dining set? $298. The biggest Black Friday sale ever. 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. at Levin's.
Come on, we're going to be late for the Cavs game.
Just a sec. I got to find my Ohio Edison bill before we go.
You need to do that right now?
Yeah, it's due tomorrow.
Man, you really have to get your head in the game. There's a way easier way to keep track of your bill.
How's that?
With e-billing from Ohio Edison, you can get reminders when your bill is due, pay it online, and even print out a copy right at home.
Well, aren't you the e-billing all-star?
Yeah, I am. And you can be one, too.
How?
Just go to ohioedison.com/e-bill to get started.
Skip the country club prices and revel in the country club experience. Welcome to Stonewater Golf Club in Highland Heights, Ohio. This semi-private club is located only 20 minutes from downtown Cleveland. Great individual and corporate membership packages are now available for 2019. And if you join now for 2019, you play the rest of 2018 for just a cart fee. Stonewater Golf Club, discover a different type of club. Call us at 440-461-4653 or visit stonewatergolf.com.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first, move your feet, then call when you're down the street. To help you smell a gas leak, a familiar odor like rotten eggs is added to natural gas. Or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. Call the Ohio Utilities Protection Service by dialing 811 at least 2 working days before digging on your property. And if you suspect a gas leak, call Dominion Energy Ohio. Visit dominionenergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
Bring the family to Cavs basketball with the Levin Furniture Family Fun Pack.
Hill feeds Love wide open for a three.
Hey! Nailed it! Get 4 tickets and 4 fan meals starting at just $32.50 per ticket.
Sam Decker bothered by Tatum at the left point. Whoa! Crossed him over. Decker to the basket. He banks it in. Oh, what a magnificent move by Sam Decker.
Get your Family Fun Pack today at Cavs.com/offers. 4 tickets and 4 fan meals starting at just $32.50 per ticket. Let's go, Cavs.
Back at a close-up shop on Cavs HQ, John, Rafa, Kaylee. All right, we don't have a lot of time. Kaylee, let's get right to it. Your surprise team, Eastern Conference. Who do you like? Surprise team here in the early going through 16 or so games.
Surprise for the good, Milwaukee.
Yeah, good, right.
For Milwaukee, for sure. I think we all expected them to be good. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Giannis is a special talent, but the level they're playing at right now is sensational.
Yeah,
and they're
question.
Getting contributions from guys that you wouldn't necessarily think. I mean, I think it's Pat Connaughton is the one that's coming off the bench, giving them a spark that I don't think anyone would have ever expected.
That's right. How about bad surprise, since you brought it up?
Bad surprise, I think just more shocking for people looking at the standings would be the Celtics.
They're just
sitting at 7.
Yeah.
With all the talent they have, they're still trying to figure out that lineup, which I think people maybe assumed coming in because they weren't fully healthy last year.
It's a new team,
right,
really, for them.
No Hayward. How do they integrate him in to the system? So it'll be interesting to see how they figure it out, because I don't expect to see them sitting at 7 for
I agree.
This season.
I almost liken that situation to Golden State when they were getting Durant. All those people who said, oh, this is tough for Steve Kerr, not enough balls to go around. I think Steve's going to figure it out. Same with the Celtics.
The same thing with the system.
I mean, come on. You're getting Gordon Hayward and Kyrie Irving back. You didn't have them in the playoffs last year, and you still went to 7 games in the conference.
It's a good problem to have, no?
I think they have some time to figure it out. But early returns haven't been great. They've had some real listless performances. I like that one. What do you like? Surprise,
you know,
good, surprise, bad?
The good surprise is the Pacers. I think they have been able to stay. They didn't make much of a change from last season.
They stay completely packed. Tyreek Evans about it. You know, a couple guys.
We all know how hard they played the Cavs.
Yep.
And I like what they've been doing. You know, Victor Oladipo had the year of his career last year. You know, everybody thought that, you know, George going to into Oklahoma, and they basically the Pacers were not going to get anything. And Oladipo and Sabonis have been huge
for this team.
And I'll stick with the Celtics, but also because of the fact that it's an 82-game preseason for them. Let's just be honest. They're going to make the playoff, and then obviously, you know, they're going to be able to figure it out from here until we get to April. But, yes, it is concerning. I saw a stat that Kyrie Irving wasn't even in the top 10 touching the ball during the games. And that's something that, yes, might be alarming, but if you think of the system that they run in Boston, it is not surprising.
Yeah, I'm interested. You know, you said an 82-game preseason. I'm not sure I see it that way. I know it was for the Cavs the last four seasons because you had a transcendent talent, but it didn't mean much of the Cavs.
Well, maybe not preseason, but they have 82 games to figure it out.
Yeah, I agree with that entirely, yeah. But I don't know if Boston, they better be playing some pretty good basketball in March or April.
In the case of Milwaukee, I like the fact that when they get to the playoff, Giannis has gotten to a level where he can take over a game.
Yeah, of course. I mean,
I think that is huge for them because we all know that you need that in the playoff.
No question about it. I don't know how you guys didn't pick for bad surprise Washington. I mean, I know a lot of people were surprised they were fixing to fall, but this far, and they've had a lot of turmoil, and now, you know, reports say that there's some pretty good players making some pretty max bucks.
Well, their core.
That might be on the trading block. We shall see. I still like Toronto. I don't think they're my surprise team, but I like Toronto in the Eastern Conference. Kaylee, great stuff. Great to see you. We're going to see you more here on the set of Cavs HQ. Wonderful job filling in for Rafa, who happens to be here. And it was good to have you back as well. For Kaylee, for Rafa, I'm John. See you next time on Cavs
HQ. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yep, happy Thanksgiving. Well said.
Welcome to the Saucy State of Mind. Saucy Brew Works, born and brewed in Cleveland, is a brewery in the heart of Ohio City serving up a wide range of the highest quality craft beer. Saucy believes that the glass is raised when quality comes first. That's why they have the best brewery tech in town, the finest German engineering available. Saucy Brew Works beer is designed to satisfy sip after sip or chug after chug. Your choice. Saucy Brew Works, 2885 Detroit Avenue in Cleveland, Ohio. Proud craft partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Having sold more than 100 million records worldwide, the iconic Cher returns. Here We Go Again Tour 2019, performing hits spanning her entire career. Quicken Loans Arena, February 6th. Get tickets now at theqarena.com. Cher, the album Dancing Queen, is available everywhere now. For more, visit Cher.com.